A fire destroyed part of the community hall in the Kuskokwim River community of Aniak. A volunteer group of teenage firefighters called the Dragon Slayers was able to slow the blaze down, but smoke damage is pervasive in one of the region's most important buildings. Shane Iverson from Member Station KYUK in Bethel reports.
The community hall is a daycare, laundromat, and food bank. On special occasions, it hosts conventions, gatherings, and funerals. But for now, the building will be out of commission. Aniak's tribal administrator, Wayne Morgan.
It hasn't hit yet locally, I think. I mean, it's still can't believe it, I guess, shock. I mean, you don't know how much you needed a building until it's, you know, closed up and gone.
The fire began sometime early Sunday morning. A group of firefighters happened to be sleeping together just a few houses away.
Sunday morning, I woke up because I heard my beeper.
Amanda Holt is 14 years old. She's been training to fight fires for 2 years with the Dragon Slayers.
And me and my two friends, Chelsea and Raven, jumped out of sleeping on the couches. And we hopped in the truck and we went down to the fire station.
Chelsea McKindy, age 15, says she was ready to put her 2.5 years of training into action.
All I could think about is getting there as soon as possible to see if anyone was hurt in there.
Holt and McKindy are both Dragon Slayers, a group of teenagers trained in first aid response and firefighting. Administrator Wayne Morgan says without them, the community building would probably have burned down.
They were the main ones. We thought the building was going to go up, but they got to the main source, which bought some time to really put it out.
Morgan says that a monitor heater is likely the cause of the fire, but no one, not even the Dragon Slayers, could actually see the blaze at first.
You couldn't see inside the building. It was just engulfed with smoke. So heavy smoke, you couldn't tell where the fire was or where it's burning from.
Holt says under the instruction of Fire Chief Brett Zimmerman, the girls pulled the hose and blasted it into the doors. By chance, they hit a bullseye.
We were shooting straight onto the fire on the other side of the wall and stopping the fuel tank from heating up.
The fuel tank did not catch fire, but the blaze started breaking through the exterior walls.
Then the fire started to come out the other side of the building, so we pulled around the side.
McKinney says that Holt's family offered some assistance to let them get at the fire.
Amanda's dad got a chainsaw and started cutting open the wall. And then we started to put the hose line down in there and started spraying.
And more assistance was on the way as the fire kept spreading.
And then City Hall people came and had a forklift and started smashing it into the wall. There's smoke, lots of smoke, and papers were on fire, and the roof started going on fire.
By then, other firefighters had arrived, and a fire crew from the proposed Donlin Creek gold mine upriver put down the blaze, confining it to just one section of the building. While much of it is still standing, Morgan says he's unsure what will happen to the building now.
Even the parts that furthest end that didn't burn, there's smoke damage that's really strong. I don't know what it would take to replace that other than, you know, do the whole interior.
The community center is the only one of its kind in the entire middle and upper Kuskokwim region.
That was Shane Iverson reporting from Bethel.